Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, we're here. It's Saturday, a little bit chilly, January-type weather that you would expect, and we're excited to talk to some great local people, representatives of organizations and businesses here in our community. Some interesting topics to get into too. So lots ahead the next hour. But Jimmy, first off, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I have a little nugget for you later and for everybody else to help stay warm, but that's kind of as we lead into our last segment. So I'm going to just drop that and let it sit for about 50 minutes. We're all pretty excited about a number of things happening, a lot of great stuff, good juju, good vibes, good feed. People are feeling hope again, and hope is a very powerful tool for us to move forward, and I love that. So I'm really excited where things are headed, not only for our country, our community, but also our football team.
Yes, go Pack, go. There's a lot of optimism in the air these days.
We're feeling good. Let's jump into our first guest, because I'm really excited to have Chris Brocklon here to talk to us about Feed Kitchens and all the great stuff that Feed Kitchens is doing in our community. So we'll bring Chris in now. Chris, good morning, and thanks so much for taking time for us today.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. So first off, just to tell the audience, tell the listeners a little bit about what is Feed Kitchens?
So Feed Kitchens is a shared-use commercial kitchen business incubator that exists on the north side of Madison, right off Sherman Avenue. We specialize in providing space for food production and with a specialty in helping startups. But regardless of where you are in your food business, if you need a place to operate out of, Feed Kitchens is the spot.
I love it, too. FEED stands for Food, Enterprise, and Economic Development.
Correct.
And that's really what this is all about. It's really, it's an organization to help people to get to launch things, like you said, to get things going, to give people a hand that might need it to recognize and realize their potential, which is fantastic. So what does it feel like to be working at a place like that?
I have great joy in my job just about every day. So I feel very lucky. We have about 85 members at Feed Kitchens, all with a wide variety of skills and experience, of travels, of places that they've been around the world or they've come from around the world. They all have great ideas, and they're all great creative people, and I get to be around them all the time. And on top of it, I get to try all their food. So.
Chris, we talked about what's just over my this shoulder. Sorry, my left shoulder on the monitor here. The power of hope, and that's been kind of restored and rejuvenated here recently. But we know this has been a tough year for a lot of folks, and the last 12 months have been difficult. Tell us a little bit about how businesses have been operating out of Feed, trying to weather the pandemic, trying to make it during this last time.
Yep. So it's been a tough year, no doubt. Feed Kitchens, we've the pandemic, which is actually really good for us. In a normal year, we would have about 20 food carts that would use our facility as their base of operations and head out every day. This year, most of them never even got started. So we had only about 4 food carts that went out. Caterers, the same thing. We've got a nice roster of caterers. Without events going on, they weren't able to really participate in the economy this year as well. On the other hand, other businesses have fared really well. We have value-added packaged product makers, kombucha, bakeries, candies, sauces, bakery mixes. Some of those folks have maintained, and some of those folks have actually improved and done better for themselves. So bakeries in particular have done really well this year, and we've actually added a few bakeries to our roster. So seems like during the pandemic when you're shut inside, cookies and breads and Danish are the answer. So, but overall, about the average income for our members in 2019 was about $41,000. So nice, not a great living, but a nice living, and that's an average. So for some people, this is a second job or a side hustle. This year, in 2020, that average dropped to $15,000. So almost two-thirds income lost overall by our members. 72% of our members lost revenue this year. Only about the remainder of them maintained or improved in their revenue.
I mean, it's been obviously such a challenging year for lots of folks, and we all had to do a lot of adaptation. But one thing I've been just marveled at across a number of different businesses and nonprofit leaders I've talked to is the spirit, the overwhelming spirit and ability to just continue to find a way to move forward. Have you seen that as well through all the people involved in Feed Kitchens?
Absolutely. So when we talk about our 85 member roster and some of the tough times that they've had in 2020, you would think some of those businesses haven't survived or would shutter. We have not had a single business close down yet. So they are doing their best to make it through. Part of my job there, and with the help of Dane by Local and other partners, is to find supports for these folks, find them opportunities to vend and make sales, to get on retail shelves, minus that, to take advantage of the other support programs, the PPP, payroll protection loans, the local Dane County supports that have been offered through Dane by Local, some of the state supports, self-employment, unemployment, you name it, and figuring out ways that people can keep going. And happy to say that so far people have found a way.
We're talking with Chris Brockle over at Feed Kitchens. You can find out a bunch more about them at feedkitchens.org. Chris, you know, one thing as well, you mentioned some collaboration with Dane by Local. Something that happened towards the end of last year and has continued on and been really successful is Soups On. So tell us a little bit more about how that came together.
So Soups On is a initiative through Dane by Local and some other partners, including Feed Kitchens, to work with locally owned restaurants to sell quarts of soup. So on a weekly basis, a whole menu of soups goes up on the web. And folks can order those soups from Wednesday through Saturday night. And the restaurants get those orders. And on Sunday and Monday, they're making the soups, dropping them off at Feed Kitchens. And on Tuesday night, they are distributed through curbside pickup and or green cab delivery. Some of these folks are members of Feed Kitchens and are making those soups at Feed Kitchens, but the vast majority of them are just locally owned restaurants. Feed prides itself in being not just helping the members there, but also being part of the sort of the larger context of our local food system and helping to prop that up. So helping local restaurants survive and stay in business helps our members because a rising tide lifts everybody. But a lot of our members are also selling ingredients to these restaurants. So to lose these restaurants is to lose vendors for folks here. So we feel a responsibility, not just to our members, but to the larger food scene to keep it going here in our region.
Chris, you mentioned some curbside, you know, the curbside pickup with Soups On. You've also done a number of curbside pickup activities with other groups, including the Black Chamber, featuring Black-owned businesses. So tell us more about that, too, please.
Yep. So I missed part of the question there. I think my internet is unstable. But, yes, we worked with the Black Chamber of Commerce. For Black Restaurant Week, we hosted an outdoor event and allowed for well-socially distanced outdoor vending, also the pre-orders and curbside pickup. So if people want to come in and pick up some food, that lifts up everybody as well. And we were happy to be part of that. That was so successful that we're now going to I'll be working with the Black Chamber throughout the spring to do a once a month curbside pickup for Black owned food businesses as well. So that'll be the first Sunday of the month, starting in February. We've also certainly helped some of the businesses working out at feed.
Jimmy, how are we doing on time?
We're doing currently be in person, but it was virtual and people play.
We're learning today.
Orders and then came to feed to pick those up after they were aggregated.
Chris, we're learning today that the internet doesn't like it when it's below 5 degrees. That's what we're learning.
That's the problem. All right.
Maybe it's just our Wi-Fis don't like it. But we're getting most of what you're saying. I appreciate that.
Very good.
And appreciate it. I just appreciate all the great work you're doing over at Feed Kitchens for sure. You guys do so much good stuff. And
finally, we are doing have hired some of our catering chefs and our food cart chefs who otherwise might be struggling. And we are paying them to make meals that then get delivered out to the community at no cost. So certain neighborhoods, and we're not the only ones participating in getting meals.
Well, we do what we can with technology. Chris, if you can hear me, you're breaking up a little more than before. So we appreciate your time. Chris at Brockle at Feed Kitchens, what an incredible organization there, doing great things. And I promise we'll have Chris on again to talk more when the internet's been a little more friendly to us, because they do so much good stuff. There's things we didn't even get a chance to get into. Healthy food for all. They've done so much with area chefs, like Chris was just talking about, distributing and helping them get the word out, get their businesses lifted up. And again, he said it, rising tide lifts all boats. Remember that. We're a community here. We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7.
Are you a small business owner or professional that would like to be featured in your own weekly Ask the Expert radio segment or show on Devil Radio? Let us help you in your business, team with our broadcast professionals, to create the right show or segment setting you apart as the go-to professional and as an expert in your field. All shows and sponsored segments are podcasted. It will be professional broadcast quality. Packages from $395. Call Devil Radio today at 608-819-TALK.
Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
Saturday morning at 9 a.m., tune in for Ask the Builder and hear about projects that can be done to improve your space. Join me, Naomi Craw, and members of our team at Bachman Construction as we take calls from the community and share our family's 3 generations of experience.
Ask the Builder is Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Madison, you say what? Each weeknight from 5 to 6, don't miss out on a single day of the Earl Ingram Show right here on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM.
From Wisconsin Dells to Dousman, WTTN 1580 AM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7, also 1580 AM. As we get set to talk with Colin Murray in just a second. But again, we got to give a shout out and a thank you to our sponsors for the program here, Let's Get Local, which are Madison Water Utility. Again, they have that toilet rebate program going out there. Toilet, $100 toilet rebate for you if you go to a WaterSense toilet, EPA WaterSense toilet. And one of those per household is available for all of their customers, which is amazing. And then, of course, Evolution Financial with Sue Peck. We had her on a couple of shows ago, and Sue's a great person to work with and very supportive of Dane by Local and also local businesses. And she loves to work with people and really just kind of get down to your story, what you're looking for. She's very much a collaborative financial planner, which I don't know if that everyone's like that in that world, but she's certainly one of a kind, I think. Love Sue and thank her for supporting the program. So now it's time to turn our attention to Dane by Local activities and some of the great stuff as we bring Colin in. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me again.
Of course. We love talking with you. You're the guy who knows has to know all of the things that are happening. So you're a resource for so much. One thing that Chris talked about with Feed Kitchens is how much collaboration they do. And I know that's another thing with Dane by Local. There's so much collaboration, which we've talked about. But let's talk more about that today, about the chambers, activity with government. There's so many sources that work together with Dane by Local.
Yeah, absolutely. Including Feed Kitchen. We've done a number of things with them as well. So great organization there. But you're right, as far as some of the various government entities are concerned, that's another source of collaboration. The Chamber of Commerce's as well. So if you go on our website, I think we've got like 14 different Chamber of Commerce's that are listed on our directory there that we work with on a regular basis. So it's about sharing information. And this past year, that's been more important than ever with the pandemic. One of the things that we decided as business organizations, the chambers and the various government entities, was that we were just going to all work together and not worry so much about membership and who's got what and where it all falls together. But let's just get that information out to everybody. You know, it's so important to save our local businesses, and we're all working towards the same goal. So why not share that information between us? You know, so that we're not duplicating efforts. You know, we can share it and get it out to everyone that needs that information today.
I think it's pretty impressive when you can take a number of organizations like chambers and these other business groups that have members that are probably members of multiple groups. So in some cases, they're, when you think about it, you might think of it in a way of being competitors, but Dane by Local, and I know a number of the chambers don't look at it that way, and that's really one of the ways you came together. So how did that work? How did that happen? Because it could be looked at very differently.
Yeah, and there have been some situations where some organizations see as competition, and we don't see it that way at all. You know, we want to work together, share the knowledge that we have, plug into what they've got, and share it with our members as well. So a good example of that would be Cottage Grove. Paula from the Cottage Grove Chamber of Commerce has been great to work with in sharing information. And I know it's gone both ways as far as the benefits for both organizations and our members that we've been able to work together to collaborate. And that's just one example. There have been a number of the Chamber of Commerce's that have been stepping up and working with us. So a good example of that is a few months ago, we put together a passport throughout Dane County that each of the chambers helped to coordinate so that you got this passport, you went to various businesses, and then you got your name in the drawing for some giveaways that we collected through the various organizations. So it's a fun way for the public to get involved, support local businesses, and the chambers can all work together to support their individual members.
I think with that activity as well, we talked about Paula, and we've seen some of the things going on with the chambers. You know, that's one phase. There are all these other chambers, too, that are out there that Dane by Local has really made a concentrated effort to get involved with, including chambers of diversity, of minority chambers. So the Black Chamber, Latino Chamber, how important was that to reach out to those chambers as well?
Yeah, that's always been something that's been very near and dear to my heart. So what a lot of people don't realize is many, many years ago, boy, it's probably close to 20 years now.
Don't age yourself, Colin. Careful.
Well, yeah, older than I look. I worked for a minority-owned newspaper here in Madison that doesn't even exist anymore. It was called the Madison Times, and Betty Franklin Hammonds was the publisher of that newspaper, and I was on the sales side of things for the organization. And that's really where I got plugged into various minority groups around Madison, not just the Black community, but Latino and Hmong and so forth. So that's always been something that I've paid attention to. And now in this last year, of course, with all the movements that have been taking place, that really comes to the fore. So it's something that that we pay close attention to, and we continue to keep that high on our list of things that are important for us to support.
I love the, again, working with those smaller chambers as well, and making sure, because as we talked about with Dame by Local, combining forces, it really becomes a bigger megaphone, a way to get the word out about what the good things that so many in our community are doing. And again, we're the little guys, you know, if we're all kind of putting our words out here and there by ourselves, it does a little bit, but when we pull together on that, we can get a much bigger voice.
Yeah, you know, that's very true. In fact, if you were to combine all of the local businesses in Dane County, we would be the single largest employer in the county, bigger than EPIC, bigger than the university, anything else, we'd be the largest employer. You know, so we make a difference. The challenge is to pull us all together. And so that's what we're trying to do, is be that voice for the local businesses.
Colin, are there any current initiatives or events that we need updates on?
Yeah, so the big one right now is Soups On. Today is the deadline to place your order for pickup next week at the kitchen. So on Tuesday afternoon from 4:30 to 6 is when you can pick up the soup order that you place. By midnight tonight, there's, I believe, 16 choices of soup. There is something there for everybody. I mean, if you have special dietary requirements, we've probably got you covered on that as well. You can just go to our website, danebylocal.com, look for the Soups On logo, and you're off and running.
That's such a great effort with Feed Kitchen, and so great to talk with Chris earlier. Colin, quickly before we go, we got about a minute left or so. Just remind people a little bit about some of the virtual things that Dane by Local has been doing here early this year and plans to do early this year.
Yeah, so the big one is our Monday webinar that we have each week, 10 o'clock. Specifically, it's for businesses. Anybody can join, but it's really oriented towards business owners in Madison, keeping up on what's taking place and valuable information that you can take back and use right away. So this next week, we'll be talking with Tim Metcalf from Metcalf Markets on some efforts that they've been working on recently with government and the challenges that they're going through with that. So it's always something interesting, valuable. You're able to speak up and ask questions yourself. It's really an enjoyable thing. So every Monday, 10 o'clock, you get the URL link on our homepage there. Just click in and join us.
And you can see happy faces as well, which is always nice. Colin Murray, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back in just a minute here on the other side of the break.